听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 8, Lesson 1, Exercise 2.
Excuse me, I bought this jumper here last week, but I'm not satisfied.
Oh, really?
Yes. Look, the zip is broken. So I'd like a refund.
A refund?
Well, have you got the receipt? No, but you can see by the label that I bought it here.
We don't give refunds without a receipt.
But that's ridiculous. I buy all my clothes here. I'm one of your best customers.
We don't give refunds without a receipt. A company policy.
Well, that's the last time I buy anything in your shop.
Unit 8. Lesson 1. Exercise 3.
Excuse me, madam. I'm the customer relations officer. Can I help?
I bought this jumper here last week, and I'm not satisfied with it.
I'm sorry to hear that. What exactly is the problem?
Look, the zip is broken. And the young lady says you can't give me a refund.
Well, it's company policy.
Thank you, Miss Lee. Yes, the zip is broken. I'm very sorry about that, but I'm sure we can sort something out.
I hope so.
Now, without a receipt, I can't give you a refund, but I can exchange the jumper.Or I can give you a credit note.
I see. Well, I'll have a credit note, please.
Fine. Just sign here, please. There we are. Once again, please accept our apologies.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.Miss Lee, come to my office, please.
Unit 8. Lesson 1. Exercise 4. 1.
I'm not satisfied with it. It's broken. Here last week. And I'm not satisfied with it. It's broken. I bought this hairdryer here last week.And I'm not satisfied with it. It's broken.
Wrong with it? What exactly is wrong with it? Sorry to hear that. What exactly is wrong with it? I'm very sorry to hear that. What exactly is wrong with it?
2.
It's damaged. I'd like a refund. Here yesterday, and it's damaged.I'd like a refund. I bought this radio here yesterday, and it's damaged. I'd like a refund.
I can give you a credit note. A refund, but I can give you a credit note. I can't give you a refund, but I can give you a credit note.
Unit 8. Lesson 1. Exercise 6.
When we deal with complaints, it's important to treat them coolly and professionally. No matter how difficult the customer is, I once saw a sign in a shop in Australia that said, "The customer is always right." Underneath that, it said, "He may sometimes be rude, stupid, badly dressed, and aggressive.But he is always right.
Unit 8. Lesson 2. Exercise 1.
Excuse me. I bought this jumper here last week, but I'm not satisfied.
Oh, really?
Yes. Look, the zip is broken. So I'd like a refund.
A refund?
Well, have you got the receipt? No, but you can see by the label that I bought it here. We don't give refunds without a receipt. But that's ridiculous. I buy all my clothes here. I'm one of your best customers. We don't give refunds without a receipt.
Unit 8. Lesson 2. Exercise 4.
Miss Lee, I am not satisfied with your work.
Oh, dear.
Yes. You nearly lost the store. An important customer today.
But it's company policy. We don't give refunds without receipts.
It is never company policy to be rude to the customers, Miss Lee. Now, the customer relations officer is going to remind you of our complaints procedure. And then you will return to the shop floor. I shall be monitoring your work closely. And I do not expect to receive any more complaints about...
Unit 8. Lesson 2. Exercise 6. Making complaints about products or services is not always easy, but the ability to make a complaint and get it dealt with satisfactorily is an essential skill for anyone in business. This is not easy in a foreign language. If you are angry, you may make mistakes or speak badly. You must try to stay calm, or your complaint will not be taken seriously. Unit 8. Lesson 3. Exercise 1.
David Stevens, Order Department.
Yes, Mr. Stevens. It's Mrs. Chung from China Electrics.
Good morning, Mrs. Chung. How can I help you?
I'm phoning to complain about my order.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What exactly is the problem?
It hasn't arrived, and it's 2 weeks late.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I'll look into that immediately. Can I have your order number?
Yes. It's RTY32678.
RTY32678. Right. Can I take your number and call you back?
Yes, but I must sort this out today. My number is 533-0987.
Unit 8. Lesson 3. Exercise 2.
I'm phoning to complain about my order.
I'm sorry to hear that. What exactly is the problem?
It's late, and we need the goods today.
I'm phoning to complain about the new computers.
I'm sorry to hear that. What exactly is the problem?
I ordered model X33, not X22.
I'm phoning to complain about the delivery.
I'm sorry to hear that. What exactly is the problem?
5 of the 8 machines are damaged.
Unit 8. Lesson 3. Exercise 4. 1.
Yes, it's 6599XX2. 6599XX2.
2.
Yes. That's RTY32678. RTY32678.
3.
Yes, that's 7X5009. 7X5009.
4.
Yes. That's PS112DS. PS112DS.
Unit 8. Lesson 3. Exercise 5.
China Electric's Mrs. Chung.
Hello, Mrs. Chung. It's Mr. Stevens here.
Ah, yes. My overdue order.
Yes. I'm very sorry about that, but we've had trouble with our suppliers.
Well, if you can't guarantee delivery within 5 days, I'll have to cancel the order.
5 days? Oh, that'll be no problem, Mrs. Chung. Now, as compensation, I'll give you a 3% discount on your next order.
Well, thank you, Mr. Stevens. But I want this order within the next 5 days.
Unit 8. Lesson 3. Exercise 7.
In our business, it's very important that customers receive their orders on time. If printers do not have the paper they need, we will be charged for the time their presses are not working. We will also have to arrange some kind of compensation. Late deliveries and overdue orders can be very expensive for us.
Unit 8. Lesson 4. Exercise 2.
Accounts, can I help you?
This is Peter Davis from Oz Textiles. I wanted to discuss my company's outstanding account.
Oh, yes. Oz Textiles, payment is now 4 days overdue.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. We have some cash flow problems at the moment.
Yes?
Could you give us another month to settle the account?
I'm sorry, that's impossible. It's not company policy to give credit without a previous arrangement.
But this is ridiculous. I'm one of your best customers. All I'm asking for is another month to settle the account.
I'm sorry, Mr. Davis, but unless we receive payment immediately, our lawyers will start legal proceedings against you.
Well, that is the last time I do business with your company.
Goodbye, Mr. Davis.
Unit 8. Lesson 4. Exercise 5.
ACC Trading. Accounts, Mr. Park speaking.
Oh, hello, Mr. Park. This is Sarah Campbell from Asia Foods.
Hello, Miss Campbell. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling about the invoice you sent us. We've got a bit of a problem, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry to hear that. What exactly is the problem?
Well, one of our big customers is late with payment, so we've got a cash flow problem at the moment. Could we possibly have 2 more days to settle the account? All I'm asking is 2 days, and then I'll get the money to you as soon as possible.
2 days. Well, I'll give you 2 days, but if you don't pay then, you know we'll have to stop the next delivery.
Fine, fine. Don't worry. You'll get the money. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. We look forward to hearing from you.
Unit 8. Lesson 4. Exercise 6.
What's the hardest job in a company? Well, I suppose the chairman has the hardest job. But I'll tell you a job I couldn't do. I couldn't work in accounts. It must be very hard dealing with customers' overdue accounts and late payments. I would feel sorry for them, which is not very good for business, I know.